Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here is the major announcement regarding Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, Crowder and I are returning to Twin Peaks and Davie for live broadcasts.
Let's go!
Now, it used to be every Monday. Now it's going to be every other Tuesday. We're going to stick with the Tuesday theme, and we will be out there, University Drive, in Davie. The first broadcast will be Tuesday, February 8th.
Oh, I like that.
And then we will be there every other Tuesday for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. So we are very excited to be headed back to Twin Peaks in that little, what do they call that little
room cave.
The man cave.
Yeah.
We get it done. I'm
oh,
excited. So very excited. Let's get a big open here for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday.
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Gourmet donuts or classic donut chains.
Talk about it.
If you're in the MLB, what would your walk-up song be?
Talk about it.
Coupon or coupon.
Let's talk about it. Courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks South Florida.
Already thinking about what my order is going to be when we're out there.
Yes, sir.
Already thinking about the lineup at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
And they're going to change over the lineup.
That's
about
what I'm talking about.
Well, Hawk, don't do this to me. It's what's we at? Oh, it's not February. Man.
The worst part is that Solana doesn't get to come with us. But I am trying to arrange, no joke, I'm trying to arrange Jimmy to be out there with us when we go out there.
That's better than Solana.
I need a wingman.
Yeah.
I ain't talking chicken wings. All right. Solana's got topics. We've got opinions. This is Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday.
There are two types of people, I've always said. You either like falling asleep with the television on, or you like it off. And a new study out of Austria suggests falling asleep with the TV on might actually be messing with the quality of our sleep because our brains are constantly scanning for unfamiliar sounds or voices, and it can cause micro-arousals all night.
Huh? Those are my only types of arousals.
Micro, huh?
That's what I've heard my entire life. Oh, look, another micro arousal.
Come over quick. Come here quick. Come here quick.
Are you a person that falls asleep with the TV on, or do you fall asleep with the TV off?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. My preference is to turn the TV off. That's generally the way that I go. I do love watching TV in bed. Lori and I will lay in bed. I don't care what time it is. I get, you know, I finished watching the game last night. It was probably 11:15, 11:30. I get into bed. I want to watch TV. We might watch a little House Hunters. I might watch, you know, I like to flip through the channels live. She likes the DVR, so we don't have to watch commercials.
Yeah.
But generally, when we're both ready to actually go to sleep, TV goes off. Occasionally, I will fall asleep watching TV, but that's unintentional. Some people leave the TV on,
yeah,
and they close their eyes to go to sleep, mm-hmm, and they like the background noise and the visuals. I it would only be unintentional for me. I like to turn the TV off to go to sleep.
This is something that Asia and myself for 14 years now argue about.
I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
What you want?
Because I know, just from having traveled with you, you can fall asleep when anything is going on, anywhere, at any time.
Yep. And I love ambient noise.
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, I'll wake up. One thing we do, because we have the baby, so I stayed up all night with the baby. So whenever we take the kids to, you know, school, and then the babysitter would come in the morning, I would go in the room, turn the TV on, to go to sleep. And Age is like, what? You're going to sleep? Why are you turning TV on? Because I love ambient noise. I just need, like you're talking about, our mind running, a silent room makes my mind run. Like, now there's somebody trying to break in. There's somebody fishing in the lake behind my house. Like, silence gets me nervous. Noise makes me calm. It's the craziest thing in the world.
No, some people are like that. I like as dark and quiet as possible. Like, we've got the, what do they call those?
The blackout
shutters. No, but what are just regular shutters called?
The zebra shutters?
Zebra shutters. What the hell are you talking about, Mark?
The zebra blinds.
What are they called?
What
are the shutters called?
Solar shades? No. Accordion shutters?
No. How come regular shutters?
Blinds, yes.
No, not the stringy blinds. The regular, like the real wood shutters, you know.
Oh, you got real wood.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are those called?
Wow.
You know what those are called?
The flip blinds.
Regardless, sometimes you don't close them enough, and maybe like a little light can slip through. I'll get out of bed and push them down to make sure that no light is getting through. I don't want light. I don't want sound. Some people, though, they can't sleep. Like you say, it's too silent.
Yeah, something's wrong. When there's too much silence and even darkness, like I'll sleep in a lit room just because I know there's nobody trying to touch me when I'm sleeping. For real, I don't like dead dark and dead silent is a combination of danger to me. I need noise and I need light to sleep comfortably. I'll say, me and Asia get into this. Asia's like you. She wants dark. She wants silent. She wants to get the little fluffy covers and wrap them around herself
like a,
and all.
My brain's not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like a fleece cover.
Like she likes fleece, and she likes these big thick covers. I want me a Salvation Army Walmart thin cover.
Oh, I am not that at all. Plantation shutters.
Yes.
What they're called, plantation.
The big
shutters.
Wooden ones. Yeah. Yes. I really like I've told this before. We have two covers on our bed. She has the plush $400
that's
cover.
That's what I have, the big down comfort. And I don't care how hot it is out. I have a big down comforter, Neiman Marcus. Like, that's where I'll spend my money. I want to be enveloped in the bosom of my bed in case I get a micro arousal.
I want W Salvation Army thin cover.
Why?
I don't know if it goes back to my childhood. I don't know what it is. I don't like those big plush covers. It kind of encapsulates you and it holds you down in case somebody's trying to touch you at night.
It's one of the reasons that I know I couldn't survive in prison. It nothing other than I know that cover is just going to be too thin for me. The pillow is not going to be...
So the shower doesn't...
No. Okay. It's the... I know that the cover... I'm just never going to get a good night's sleep. And that really bothers me.
Hey, Ralph, can I use your cover?
Yeah, you know what? Would they allow me to, say, trade honey buns for someone's cover?
You could trade something for a cover.
Micro Ralph.
I don't know if it's going to be a honey bun.
What about you, Solana?
As weird as Crowder presented everything he just said, I think I lean closer to Crowder, and it's been a big topic of contention between me and my girlfriend. We recently moved in together. She's like you, Hawk. She needs zero light in the room. I go to sleep. Light could be on. Fan could be off. Fan could be on.
I wish I was like that. I honestly, I wish I was like that.
You sleep good, though. Like
I sleep because of Ambien.
Oh, okay.
I do not sleep good. That's why I started taking Ambien. I'm telling you, it has to be dark, quiet. The slightest noise, I'm awake. I've always been a light sleeper. I've always been jealous of people that can sleep with in any like I could never sleep on an airplane. We flew to Japan. My wife slept 15 straight hours. I'm watching movies. I mean, the worst dreck. I didn't know what was happening.
I, no exaggeration, walk around my entire house 3 times a night.
You're on patrol.
Just to make sure there's no foolishness and nobody touching anybody.
A new survey?
Sounds like you and I might want to switch girls, Solana. Just for sleeping sake. You understand what I'm saying?
What if the micro arousal happens?
I got an idea.
No, by the way. The answer is no.
Well, don't speak for Valentina.
Ain't this the bigger conversation?
A new survey asked Americans what foods made the best leftovers. This was shocking. Soups and stews. I don't think I've ever had a stew.
Nobody's had a stew. That doesn't stew, exist right. anymore, does it?
Some porridge. Are we adding porridge in?
Soups and stews were the most popular answer. Pizza was second. Sushi was the least popular of the 18 choices.
Oh, I would never. Does anybody bring sushi home to have it the next day?
It's raw.
I'm telling you, because sometimes you even get a cooked sushi, though. I am not bringing it home for the next day. No. Does anyone bring sushi home for leftovers?
And the rice is all dry.
Thought of it is, you're supposed to eat sushi fresh.
What's your favorite leftover?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I do like pizza as a leftover. I can eat it cold. You know, if I'm hungry and I just need something quick, cold slice of pizza. Man, you want to talk about Ambien. So the other night, I'm watching, I forget what the show was, and I call DJ into the room. It was like midnight. Lori was awake, and I'm watching something. I knew he was awake, and I'm like, come in here, because he loves cooking eggs. I told you, I think 2 in the morning sometimes, he's just making scrambled eggs, and that's like his thing. Loves making scrambled eggs. I'm watching a commercial on TV for a thing called the Stackmaster, and it's pots and pans. They stack up together. I mean, you never need another pot or pan for the rest of your life. Now, I don't cook. My wife does, and DJ uses a pan to make eggs. But there was a kicker. It comes for free with a pizza crisper. You take your slice of pizza, your leftover slice of pizza, you put it on this thing and put it in the oven. It's a pizza crisper. And it's 5 payments of $49. But they knock one of the payments off. So now it's 4 payments of $49 or $59, whatever it was. So I'm calling, David, come in the room, come in the room. He's like, I'm watching the show. You have to see this. Now I'm rewinding. It's a 1-minute commercial. I'm rewinding. I'm like, look at this thing. Well, Lori and DJ are looking at me like I am bat bleep insane. And I'm like, look at this. The Stackmaster. It's going to change your life. And I'm like, raise your hand if you want the Stackmaster. And I was trying to do the scene out of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Remember that scene? And no one was raising their hand. And so I keep going, raise it up, Chief. Come on. Raise it up, Chief. Just put that hand up there. Raise it up. I'm going to get the Stackmaster. Raise it up, Chief. And I didn't get the reaction I was looking for. Uh-huh. But man, did I surprise them both, because in the morning they saw on the email that Stackmaster was ordered. Four easy payments of $59, but I can't wait to get that pizza crisper.
That you're not going to use.
That I'll use, I think.
No.
I might.
Isn't it just a pan?
Anywho, it's coming Friday.
Why didn't you just buy a pizza crisper?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Marcotics. I wasn't thinking right.
The absolute best thing reheated in the world is lasagna.
Why are you doing a show just for Steven?
No, I'm not. I'm serious. Like, that's why I looked at Steven, because I know he's going to vibe with me on this. Because the
how often does someone have lasagna in the fridge?
I cook lasagna once a week to this fact.
What?
To this fact that after
break out a stew every now and then, you're killing them with the lasagna.
We had porridge this morning. But the more, the longer you leave it, the more the noodles soak in the meat, and it soaks in the sauce, and it gets better every time you get a lasagna. Lasagna is the best thing reheated. It's over anything else. Even spaghetti dries out. Lasagna can't dry out because it's so mushy.
Lasagna is literally teams getting no votes. the entire poll, not a single person gave them a vote. And you voted them number one. Like, something's off there.
It's the best. You get lasagna? Come on.
Don't look this way.
Steven, do you agree that lasagna is the best food reheated?
Nah, I would have went with pizza.
Of course. Even Steven.
Pizza?
You put a pizza in an air fryer? Whew.
Well, I got to get one of these air fryers. What do you think, Solana?
You got a crisper.
I'm so excited about this crisper. That crisper alone should have been four payments of $59.
And you're paying payments on pots.
That was the funny thing, is I didn't want to have payments, so I kept looking for the thing to click for just pay it all now. They don't even offer that. Now I'm stuck paying for this crap for 4 months.
I want you to miss a payment. It's going to jump to $89.
My credit rating got a hit.
Breaded steak. You might call it a bistecca empanizado.
My favorite.
I call it a milanesa. You put that bad boy. Don't even warm it up. Put it between two pieces of bread, a little mayo.
Wow.
Fire.
Wow. So cold?
Cold. Mm. Kind of like pizza. You might eat a pizza cold the next day.
Bistecca empanizado is my favorite Cuban dish.
Yeah.
I never thought to make it a sandwich.
Next morning, cold, right out of the fridge. A little mayo. Maybe some ketchup.
Ooh, no.
Steak empanizado. Have y'all ever had masas de cerdo, the fried pork?
Yes.
I have, but I am telling you, this bistec empanizado that's a game changer.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
Breaded meat?
Yeah, but real thin. They put some of those onions on the top.
It's bigger than the plate.
It is
when they
bigger
serve
than
it
the
you.
Plate.
Wow. Yeah. So you always have leftovers.
And then you eat it cold. I'm not a fan of cold meat.
I'm not either.
Cold meat, like I'm a charcuterie either. Tray. Charcuterie.
Yeah, you got it. Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. I can do those cold cuts. But
well, cold cuts are meant to be cold. But yeah, I'll tell you, Chinese food, like pork fried rice, I'll eat the pork cold.
Yeah.
Right out of the carton.
Cold?
Yeah. Yeah, Chinese That's food cold crazy. The next day is good.
Chinese food is considered a great leftover as well.
Yeah,
you warm
course,
it up.
Yeah. Yeah. You have one more for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday?
Yeah, I wanted to do the Mount Rushmore of peppers, but I just don't think we're going to have time
Save it for another day.
Yeah. All right, let's do this one. If you skipped work today, would you say you called in sick, or would you say you called out sick? A new poll found in is the more popular way to say it. What say you?
Talk about it.
I think this came into what's
Talk say about
you.
It.
Totally different
game. Talk about it.
Like you mixed them up.
Yeah, I can't intersperse what say you Good. With Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. I always say called in sick. If I was telling Lori that I wasn't going to work, I'd say, oh, I called Len. I called in sick today. I would never say called out sick.
I just got the day off. To be honest, I don't use none one of them terms. You working today? Nah, I got a day off. That's what we go.
Called in sick. I would say called in sick.
But you, is it, I called in sick?
Yeah, I don't know. I think probably called out.
Well, but there's a call connected to in or out? Or
right,
it,
that's the question.
Yeah, because you had to call
Did
in.
Did I call
to tell
in
them.
Or am I out sick?
That's, see, look,
I'm going to change it. I called in out sick.
That sounds goofy.
Little in and out. Called in
a little in and out.
A little upsy downsy.
Well, got a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are at school.
Solana, what about you?
Yeah, I always say called in sick, mm-hmm. but I saw this and I questioned my own thought process. I think the proper way would be called out sick because you're calling out. You're not calling in, you're calling out.
You have to call in to tell them you're not coming.
But then it's I called in sick.
But why wouldn't it be I called in sick?
But I called out sick.
A rousing rendition of Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday. But again, I'm bearing the lead because the big announcement is we will be back broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in Davie every other Tuesday. So two Tuesdays every month. It will start Tuesday, February 8th. Obviously, we'll remind you as we get closer, but we will be out at Twin Peaks on University Drive in Davie. We are very much looking forward to that.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.